Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese, Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. Brought to you the New School Way, coming to 1040 O Street. Live in effect, 11th and O Street if you want to be lazy, but we're here live on a beautiful day. No wind, a little brisk, but it is officially fall. Nebraska fell last week, but we're going to do a little Black Shirt Breakdown Whiteboard Wednesday to give you a little heads up what's coming down the pipe. Usually we do an off or a run play and a pass play, but we have some other programming issues. Maybe get some maybe early tomorrow if we can. So be on the lookout for that. And plus, I'll pop some stuff out on YouTube. But before we even get into that, we are brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese Special Ingredients Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill, 85th and Andromat / Old Cheney, and 168th and Maple up there in the O. And obviously, we played Penn State, or not played Penn State last week. Northwestern played Penn State and sent James Franklin home, but we played. The Gophers last week struggled a little bit against the run, more our doing, you know, showing up ready to play and being gap sound. It's rinse and repeat, maybe to a different magnitude, because I feel like the Gophers probably had, you know, they got one viable receiver and a couple. Penn State has one. Tight ends can run, don't throw too much. Quarterback's kind of about the same, nothing flashy. And so, one of the things is that, you know, Nebraska, or at least in the Big Ten, you don't face a lot of two-back run game, right? So before this play, they were in, you know, it was just in shotgun, no running backs. They just shifted back, right? And so this formation here is old school, Austin, right? This is where we're testing your manhood right now.
I'll give you one guess as to where Northwestern is going, if you can see this point.
You got a tight end over there, two receivers. Offset a fullback, number 41, and the running back, and the quarterback's in pistol formation or whatever you want to call it. So there is no passing threat to the left side of the defense, right? And obviously you got to still line up and be gap sound, but you know exactly what's coming. This is an Army call, and so they are running, you know, trying to run off of this left side here, and they have a really pretty good left tackle. Penn State is up here, and Penn State early in the game, they did some run blitzes and moved to create, you know, penetration across the line of scrimmage to confuse Northwestern. And more importantly, they tried to punk Northwestern like after the play. And they, you know, they tried to be physical and stuff, and they got, you know, really good players.
Can you think about that?
What?
How low Penn State has gotten to where they're trying to punk Northwestern?
Well, maybe if they always were trying to play like that, but if you watch the tape, they were trying to test them. But Northwestern, the one thing about this team, and this play is indicative of what Nebraska's going to face, you know, probably because they have to play. They got a pretty good defense. Northwestern does, obviously, pretty good special teams. You're not probably going to be able to pull one over them. Hopefully, we do as far as like a trick play or something. And so their offense, you know, tries to, you know, establish a line of scrimmage. You know, they got, you know, capable tight end, they'll throw to the backs. 17 can get busy. He can beat one-on-one coverage. He knows how to run, and they throw to windows against the zone, and he can get open under money time, and he's got pretty good hands and does a decent job at running after the catch. But this is a straight boss, you know, it is called, you know, you used to call it a Bob. So Boss is back on safety, right? So fullback on safety. Or it could be a Bob, which is back on backer, which would be just the outside guy. It could be this guy here, since he's displaced. He's the first guy outside. So this is just the formation that you get, that you're going to get from him. And you're going to see right here as the run play goes. And this is what I want everybody to see here, which is more important, right? Okay? Right here. Man to man. On him. Man to man. On him. Already turned him. Right? Okay?
That's two steps into the play.
Yeah, two steps into play. Turned him. Okay? No fair dodging. You know where he's going. No fair dodging. You know where he's going. Backside. On him. Backside. On him. No mistakes. All right? Penn State was on a run blitz here, which we'll see, picked up by the center. That lets you know the communication's there. They're on the road. This is the play they're coming. So you know the communication in the line and in the snap count is good. Right? Here's the fullback trying to seek and destroy. He's looking for the first guy. And it's going to be depends on whoever shows up first. So he's going to be reading in conjunction with this tight end, which, if you remember correctly, TCU against North Carolina, we saw the tight end waiting for him. Peekaboo, I see you, right? So he's waiting for you. And so the tight end's either going to go up to the linebacker here, all right, or come there, and then 41, the fullback, is going to read it. Now, this running back here, I think missed the read. I think he had two options, and it worked out for him, but it could have really worked out for him if he hit the backside hole. So that's what I wanted to point out. Just from this view, when you're looking down, there's no mistakes. More importantly, when you look at it, Penn State has won the line of scrimmage, and then you'll see their pad level, which is probably their best thing. So I'll let you know their
Northwestern is one.
Or Northwestern, excuse me, has won the line of scrimmage. Their pad level, you've seen the physicality, and I'm going to take this back here, right? Okay, they have turned two guys at the point of attack. Turned back towards it, right? Okay, so that's some power. Turned this way. Play's going this way. All right, that's pretty impressive. So then we come to the next one here, and I highlighted here. this is what you call right here. Sometimes you get these little, like, find these little things you can do, and you start to really feel yourself, Austin. I get to do this the right way. What I'm talking about right here, okay? It was man on man, you're on him, right? Obliteration. Zero had a run blitz. He just kept going because he got blown out. He's way here, way over here. Okay. Look at this. On him. Okay. He was ghost blocking him. He's going up to the safety, right? On him. Backside. Okay. On him. Backside. Point of attack. Finishing. Look at Northwestern. Look at his pad level. You can't see it. And look where this guy is at. This is the running back right here. First contact is backside, is first contact is from a backside defender, is 4 yards down the field. Untouched. Clean blocking. Now, Northwestern necessarily doesn't have explosive running backs that can make you miss, hit your head on the goalpost. Now, they can make you miss. I don't know if they have takeoff and chalk up strike up the band speed, but they will continue to punch and continue to punch. This is the same play that they ran and came back to on the game-sealing touchdown. The thing that's most impressive to him that you have to be, you know, not worried about, respect and prepare for. I'm going to say it again. Respect and prepare for is that they're going to challenge you physically and mentally. So get your mind right. And don't think what if. Say what will. What will we be willing to do to get ready for it? It's not what you're capable of, but what you're willing to do. Right. And so they've done a really good job there of obviously blocking and being clean. They're disciplined, well coached in offensive line.
And they're on the edge of that kind of top middle circle, the last one you highlighted, right next to the running back. There's a free dude looking for work for Northwestern.
Right.
So if the running back's able to turn it up, maybe he gets the linebacker in pursuit. Right. Or hey, look, there's 3-on-2. Penn State's going to have one guy coming downhill. Well, guess what? You got a blocker right there to help you out.
If you're blocking like this at Northwestern, if you even have Jay Foreman back, do you feel they got a pretty formidable running back or running game?
Well, you're a former running back, so of course you're a
former retired running back. I retired as soon as I got to Nebraska. But you're able to get, if you first down that you run, the first time you run this, you get 6 to 8 yards, you like that. That's a play that you put the little star by that you can go back to, right? You picked up their run blitz. You physically imposed them. It's hat on hat on the road. You like this play, right? And so we're going to keep going right here. And this is the original here. This is to tell the story right here. All right. This is right. No fair dodging, getting at it. Look at this right here. Okay. Look at the pad level. I mean, I hate offensive linemen, but I give it to them. Look at this right here. Look at hat on hat. Destroy. Okay. Look at the fullback. Okay. Looking for work. Look at him, right? Double team, right? Did some movement and he gets turned. His butt goes this way, right? Look at that. He's keeping his eyes on 34. I think that's 24 and whoever's coming backside. I think 4 or 10 is the one that got first contact. Okay. Pick up the run blitz center. Turn him. Okay. Send him to get a hot dog. Right here. Low, looking for it, right? Look at the hats. I mean, right here. Look at that. This is not to be scary, but this is talk about, like, this is what should get you excited as I am. I like this type of stuff. Like let's go, right? This is easy. No fair dodging. Not a lot of trick plays. We're going to try to, you know, they're trying to be on time and on target as far as ahead of the chains, and we got to stop them. But this is what they brought to Penn State, which then ultimately was a deciding factor why James Franklin's doing what we're doing right now, talking about football versus coaching.
So from this view, I really like it. You mentioned that tight end on the end of the line of scrimmage to the offense's left, defense's right, engaged in a double team.
Yeah.
Assuming that was a called double team, is there a world in which if you're the tight end, you just kind of shove the guy to help your tackle out and then you go get the second level guy, so your fullback can go get the safety? Or what's the... Yeah,
so this is right here, and we'll go all the way right here. We'll go all the way back, right? So this, depending on what happens, this fullback, now this is where they actually had too good a movement, right? This fullback could just lead him outside and kind of whatever. I don't know what their offensive like calls are, right? So sure, if this tight end came up and got him, right, then you would probably be wanting to have a little bit more inside seal on 33. But it seems like this is a boss play, which is back on safety.
All the way in the bottom right.
Right, bottom right.
Yeah.
So then he would be trying to run the loop here. But you'll see in another one, he's got, when you're a running back here, I mean, you're seeing it. Would you be mad if you cut it and went downhill?
No, I'm probably still getting 4.
Right. And then so he ends up hitting it right here and gets like 6.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like he had too many choices.
So my point on the fullback then is if he's going to go get the linebacker, essentially with how this is blocked, you're setting up ideally, if the guy follows the blocking right, you're setting up a one-on-one with your running back downhill against the safety. Right.
Running back, you want to get, if the way this is blocked, it's a winning play because you feel like your running back right here is getting to 4 or 5 yards deep one-on-one. It's his job to make guys like me miss, right? It's our job to meet them before they get to 3 or 4 yards down the field. Now here's where that Penn State made a little bit of a mistake, right? And this is where you got to be really detailed. And you can think about this even if Nebraska's running. Okay, 0 is their middle linebacker. He's essentially on a called dog. That means no matter what, he's running this. He's running it. He's out here. So this is gap for gap, right? So this is the gap he has. This guy gets obliterated. He's supposed to be in this gap. So if you're the backside defender here, the B gap was a run blitz. This is outside right here. So if I'm number 4, which is if I'm a drop down safety, one of these two. Okay, this is where the details of a defense, this is where you got to know the why and when these are called. So all this, once you know that by the formation, everything is going this way. You can't run counter back there. So number 0 or number 10 actually needs to be right here because you have number 4 there. You still have the winning count right there.
Yeah, you gave up numbers.
You gave up numbers. So number 10 should be coming in and reading here and stopping it essentially for no gain. Okay, that's where Jim Knowles is. Jim Knowles should be, right?
So he's essentially got to have his head on the running back because, you know, the fullback's coming for 24, 34, right. The circle on the right. So, right. Okay.
And you have this defender right here.
So yeah. Then as the defender, obviously you want to keep vision. Are you trying to stack yourself behind your defensive lineman so the running back can't see you? Are you picking a gap to dictate where the running back should go?
Yeah,
well, what's in 10's head right now?
That's number 1, he's lined up wrong.
Right.
Okay. So I don't know if he's thinking about an algebra test or whatever. He's lined up wrong. Or number 4, whichever one. But I think it's number 10. Safety backside down, right? You got to. So he's essentially playing a linebacker. Depending on how they're coached, you know, I've played them both. It's one gap, one back, you hit it, you know, hit it and split it, right? Then he would be shooting whatever gap this guy's not, responsible for. Mm-hmm. But let's just say that he is, right? And he's going to, he's lined up right here and he's supposed to shoot this gap. And this guy gets knocked in here. He just goes over there.
Read it.
Right. You never run in the darkness.
Now do your job, make a play. Right.
Now let's say if he's to the way I've played before where you stack, okay, you can line up even if he's lined up right there because he's a lot faster than I was. Obviously, he's smaller. Okay, you come here and you stack. Okay, and then once it declares, you step up and make the tackle. But they didn't do either. Okay, and then what you'll see here is we get another one here. All right, this is what you're seeing. This is the results right here.
This is the carnage. This is the seven-car crash on the highway.
This is the carnage, right? The defensive tackle, pancake, right? Zero. Ran himself out of the play. Backside tackle is trying to cut him off, right? Now look at the angle. Look at these.
Dude standing straight up.
Yeah. 33, right? Right? Because I think this play was supposed to go outside, but look at the fullback. Because the running back sees this huge hole. He had two options. It's actually should be mad at the three technique. How dare you get dominated? Because I could have fit up right through this right here, right? But he's going to run to first sight, right? Because of this dominating block right here, and it's actually a win right here. But look right here, okay, on this tight end that came off on the rub on 24. Mm-hmm. Look at the pad level there.
Woo!
Right? Look at the pad level. So they're trying to bring – they're going to just try to technique you to death. And so the running back's coming up here, got his shoulder squares, and he's coming straight downhill. Now, I will tell you this, as far as Penn State's defenders, look at his feet. Guarantee you, he crossed over, galloped, and he thought he was going and following number zero. He messed up. He was supposed to be on play side A-gap, right? And now this was the backside cleanup guy. Both of them are essentially blocking themselves, right? And then you get to the original play. We're going to go back here. We're a little bit out of sequence, but that's all good.
So you got to hire a better producer. No, that's all right.
I sent it. I did a bad job on sending an email right here. Right here we go, right here. This is what I want you to see how it started. All right, I should have did this one and then that one, how it started and how it ended. You know how they do that on TikTok?
This is me. You might be wondering how you got me in this situation.
So this is it right here. So this is that play right there ended up hitting up 6-7 yards deep before you get touched, right? So right here when you see it, now, this is a really good picture right here. Look at this right here, and look what happens. Look where he's at, right? So now we can just, now when you see this, you can really guess the gaps now, what's supposed to happen.
So then, okay, so four, guy in the very left, very outside guy, that's the corner.
Yeah.
That's the outside corner. So 10's the safety on the field side. Essentially, so then six is the alley player,
right? That's the one that was at the bottom right. Now we can see this, right? So now you can see this right now. It's one back, one gap because we have a dog blitz. A gap, B gap, C gap contained. Because there's no run play back here. Because there's no blockers. So that's where 10's supposed to be. Even if you're lined up here, now look at this. This is even a better picture. Okay? He's lined up in a two-eye, right? Two-eye alignment. That's head up the inside on the offensive guard. So he has an excuse why he got dominated. He's supposed to be there. He got pancaked in there. All right? He's lined up in a six, right? Tight six. That's him right here. He's supposed to be out here where he went. And then this fullback is looking for first sight of a defender, which most likely would be six or the alley player that's right here. So if I'm 10, you're free safety. You're Troy Polamalu. This is what Pittsburgh used to run with him. But he would be so smart once he knows his run, he's shooting this gap right here.
Is he anticipating any of that before the snap and starting to roll that way a little bit as he's hearing the cadence?
First of all, you're at an advantage. You're at home. Crowd noise is going crazy. This is the beginning of the game. The game's always in tight. It ended up being 22-21.
25-24.
Was it one point game?
Yeah. Oh, 22-21.
22-21. Right? So you're in the mix. They can't, draw you off sides necessarily. It's generally going to be a quick count. And you can time it up, right? Got the crowd hype, right? You know, you should be coming in like a heat-seeking missile. Because if you think of it right now, if it's man-to-man, okay, that's fine. Most likely not because it's in zone because you're blitzing here. You're taking a man-to-man defender out by zero going, right? So who would the corner be having? I guess he could have the dot back. That's fine. than if you have man-to-man. The two men, if the dot back is out, then the fullback and the tight end are covered by 24 and 10 from afar.
So then corner's just kind of sitting backside in case someone flows back the other way on play action.
Only right there.
Yeah.
But this is run all day long.
Yeah.
Period. And I could even argue more that sometimes when you do this, okay, when you have an outside rusher, we used to call it cluing off the guy off the dot back because they block down and blocks him. This guy will take him. So you're covered every single way.
Summer's hotter weather is finally here, but don't let hair loss also make you sweat. Regrow hair with help from Hims. They provide access to personalized treatment so you can see thicker, fuller hair in just 3 to 6 months. Get started from the comfort of home. Fill out an intake form and a medical provider will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your treatment is sent directly to you for free. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for personalized hair loss treatment options. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Against the pass. Now it's communication, probably zone, right? Because you have a guy displaced here. He's not going to guard a slot. So you're in zone. So now that lets you play even faster. So this play by Northwestern was led by number 10 not being overly aggressive when you should have been aggressive. And the pure domination that sent the play where it wasn't supposed to, when it was supposed to be out here. More importantly, it shows you that Northwestern is going to try to make this into a dogfight. Because this is the way that they play. It's rinse and repeat for Minnesota. They have two good backs that can make you miss in tight spaces. Not very explosive backs, probably not like Darius Taylor. Probably a replica of the quarterback, you know, just kind of the same. He'll do enough.
But upperclassman, better, well-traveled.
Right. He'll do it, right? He'll throw you some balls. Mm-hmm. He'll give you a chance to get some turnovers. So this is great for the defense. If you are a little leaky against the run, he'll throw you a pick. He'll give you a straight present or two. You got to make them.
I was just going to say, you got to earn it.
You got to earn it. But he'll give it to you unearned. But you got to make
them.
You can't bank on it. So you got to go out and make them. Listen, this is a game. We are stopping the run, and then we're trying to obliterate the quarterback. Penn State did not. And the defense in Northwestern did a really good job against Penn State. And they got a good receiver. Tight end is decent. He had a big crossing route. And, they run level routes. They'll sit down in zone. 17 and they're outside. Number 80 is a decent athlete. He's kind of like, tall, stringy guy. He can make some, try to throw some 50-50 balls, more linear guy. And so you got to be real physical with him. So you got your work cut out for you from a physicality standpoint. They block the same way in here as they do out here. The standard is the standard. So at this point, when you're showing up to the game, you know it's on. This is not a team that's going to change who they are coming down to Lincoln. They're going to line up. They're going to try to they're not going to back down. They're going to compete, and they're going to see how much you want to play football.
They're going to probably try to put Rex Guthrie in number 10's shoes, I would guess. Maybe test some Singleton, but he's a little more comfortable playing up close to the line of scrimmage. Yeah. And Marquise Buford, they could test it. Respond.
Yeah, and let's see and they'll flip the formation, mm-hmm. and they'll run it. They'll run it to our left. Mm-hmm. They'll run it to the boundary, which is the short side of the field over here. They'll run some. They'll run one back. They'll come out with 11 or 12 personnel, and they'll try to run it at you and see what you got. I mean, they're going to run every single run play to see how well you play them, both in base personnel, which for them is 11, 12 personnel. Now they have 21, and they'll do it 11 personnel. They'll run it on first, second, and third down. They'll run it to set it up later in the game, and then they'll see how well you're going to communicate on the back end. They'll put 17 in the slot. They'll play him outside. They'll put him in motion. You know he's getting it. I mean, he gave, I think it's number 4 out here, he gave him work to the point of like, dang, that's a pretty good route, right? So, he's physical. He's going to compete. He's got a decent set of hands, decent speed. So, look, it's a rinse and repeat game from next week. That's why Nebraska's mindset as well, it sets up really well for them. They're at home, could play the run a little bit better at home, and then they just got to make plays in the pass game. So that's exactly what to expect right there. and the Black Shirt Breakdown, Northwestern. We got time tomorrow. We'll do a like a passing concept, which is essentially straight out of like Madden 2002. you know how you can do design your own playbook.
Oh yeah,
yeah. The quarterback designed his own playbook. It's very very simple. So, anyways, appreciate you listening, tuning in, especially on the stream. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Old School with Jay Foreman and Austin Orman. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, the new school way. Little white boy Wednesday, Black Shirt Breakdown. Always a white boy Wednesday.
Always a white boy Wednesday. That's never going to die, by the way.
Was that Eric?
No, I don't. I think it was Sean, I want to say.
Yeah.
But
on the text line.
Yes. Yeah. The whitest thing Austin Orman did this week was, I don't know. I have to think about it a little more.
Yeah. That was funny.
Maybe the recent example would be my sister-in-law wants to do matching pajamas for her kid, her daughter, and our son.
Christmas?
Yeah. Is that something that non-white families would do as well?
Yeah, why not?
Okay, so that doesn't count. Dang, I gotta keep thinking.
Yeah, it counts.
As a white boy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now,
I don't
now,
get into that. I just think, hey, man, when you're in the holidays, man, you do holiday stuff, man.
I agree. Yeah. I still have to go ugly Christmas sweater shopping for my side of the family. But I know that's more universal. Last year, we got exact matching PJ sets for Beckett and Baylor, Beckett's cousin. This year, it's still kind of up in the air. We're still trying to figure that out. Apparently, sister-in-law went ahead and pulled the trigger on some, but they're purple. And
for
I'm
Barney?
I'll have to show you later. Yeah. But, I mean, it's Christmas. We can't do red and green. Is it really that hard? Even if it's not the exact same set, like
hey, a sale is a sale, brother.
But I'm not putting my two kids. They'll have two by Christmas. I'm not putting them both in purple.
You look good on you. You just take one picture and you take it off.
This isn't even like Vikings purple. This is like Northwestern lavender, like in their basketball alternates purple, like Kansas State lavender. That's what I'm talking.
Ooh.
And yeah, I'm not putting my kid in that.
Yeah, it might be kind of tough. We got some text though. Text here from insightful dude. What if Rule leaves for Penn State and the Bengals fire Zach Taylor? Then Nebraska can hire Taylor to be the guy to make Nebraska football great again. He's young enough that he could be here for a long time. That's a lot of ifs. I mean, that's a lot of forecasting when we got a game in like 72 hours.
Insightful dude, you're part of the problem. You're part of the media causing distracting.
No. I get it. You know, I mean.
But let's play this out. I think Taylor's still respected enough around the NFL that even if he's a quarterback coach for 3 or 4 years, he'll be an OC in 5 years after he gets fired if he doesn't go there right away. And then probably a head coach again.
The Bengals are playing decent right now.
Yeah.
So they got Joe Flacco. He's like 80 years old, man. He's still rocking.
Do you hear his comment from today?
What do you think?
It was something I had it and I just scrolled past off to see if I can find the exact quote again. But it was like, yeah, whenever I used to come to a new city and I saw these people just sitting alone at the lunch table or at a bar, I used to feel sorry for them. Now I realize that was actually heaven. Get a quiet moment to eat your lunch in peace.
Joe Flacco's the dude.
He looks a little bit like Simon Cowell. I finally placed it.
Yeah.
The American Idol judge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Joe, and he don't shave his neck either.
No.
Yeah. You got to give him credit, man. You get traded in the division, go to there and just come right off the bench 300 yards and played well the week before. So. Being professional is a lost art, and he's definitely, if there's ever an example of, you know, he'd had a really interesting quote. He wondered after, I guess, being benched, I guess, or essentially just, you know, you just got, hey, if you're not starting out 4-0, we're going to bench you in Cleveland. And, you know, when you get benched in Cleveland, it's like, I can't play anywhere. He's like, he was wondering if he ever was going to have the feeling that he was going to start again. Then he gets traded, and next thing you know, he is starting, so. Just never give up. And when you get a chance, you know, you got to make the most of it, whether you're in college or the pros. There's going to probably be some guys at Nebraska, you know, back to, you know, where we're at that, you know, might get some playing time or got looks in practice, you know, based on injuries or, you know, guys not, you know, maybe meeting the expectations or the standard. So when you get your chance, make the most of it. You never know what you can do with it, and take it, you know, wherever you can, and never let your guard down, both as a team, but as a player. And, you know, you got people, you know, we can just go on a tangent. You got people calling for TJ Latif and all this. No, that's not the answer. We understand the most popular guy on every team is the backup quarterback that shows he can play a little bit. And sure, the sacks, right? I'm just going to let you know the deal on sacks. And the reason why I know this is because I was privy to being on the team in Houston where David Carr got sacked, and still maybe an NFL record. You can check 82 times, right? And one of the things that I realized was sacks are a offensive stat.
Oh, this is a fascinating list. Okay, the official record, the official record per Pro Football Reference, David Carr, his age 23 season, got sacked 76 times.
Oh, it was only 76.
According to this, I've heard the number 81 thrown out there a few times.
It was 80. Well, at least it was on the draft that time. Yeah.
Either way, 76. You know, between 76 and 82 sacks.
Yeah.
Guess who number two was?
Joe Burrow?
No, it's a guy from the 80s that you wouldn't necessarily think of in this conversation.
Joe Montana?
Randall Cunningham. Got sacked 72 times in 86 with the Eagles.
But you were playing the Giants and at that time, the Redskins.
Okay, and then Jay, tied for third, David Carr again in 2005, got sacked 68 times.
Yeah.
Tied with Caleb Williams in his rookie year last year.
That's a lot of beating, a lot of sacks. Now, some of them are sacks that where the quarterback runs out of bounds and you're your closest guy and you're behind the line of scrimmage. And the reason why I know those is because we played Pittsburgh one time and I know Joey Porter. And in the first quarter and a half, he had three sacks. I'm like, how? Now, he sacked David Carr in the first play of the game. Chased him around for two other plays, and they were behind the line of scrimmage. He's like, I just got me $1 million bonus.
For being close.
For being close, because he got over 10 sacks.
And close so, only counts in horseshoes, hand grenades, and quarterback sacks.
Yeah, so, I mean, my learning experience was sacks are not all on the quarterback. They're not on the offensive line. They're not all on the receivers or running backs or tight ends. It's the offense, a stat. And so right now, you know, Nebraska just got to get a little bit more efficient on offense, or a lot more efficient, or just play better. And sure, you want to blame the offensive line. You want to blame the quarterback. But ultimately, you know, that's low-hanging fruit. That's not how you win. And what you do is you get better. You get better at knowing the details. You obviously show up ready to play. Some of it was a little bit of circumstantial of like Rocco getting hurt. You can't control that. And then Pritchett getting a penalty.
Which he'll be out for the first half.
Will he be out the first half?
But I assume so.
Well, I thought since he did it in the first half of that game, this last game, it would happen in the second quarter that'd
be huge. That's
then he would be able to play. But either way, somebody's got to be ready to play. There was a play when Iowa played Indiana of a guy doing the same thing and ref just letting it slide. So, you know, I think the struggles were maybe masked a little bit of the comeback, but ultimately everybody needs to play better. You know, when you lose and you don't play up to your potential and maybe haven't been playing as consistent as, you know, anybody has liked over the season.
I was wrong. He's good to go.
Yeah, I think because it was early enough in the game. Sure. You know, everybody needs to play better. Everybody needs to prepare better. Everybody needs to understand you're playing in the Big Ten now. Every play is of importance. There are no plays off. Possessions are going to be down. You know, there's a lot on the line for both teams. You're going to get their best effort. So, you know, show up ready, you know, for a physical game. Plus, it's football. This is always going to be a physical game. You're here at Nebraska. This whole university has been built on physicality. The reason why some of you guys are here and getting paid is based on physicality. It is colder. So, you know, buckle up and get ready to get after it.
Okay, you mentioned that it can be fewer possessions. And so I'm not going to give you specific circumstances, you know, or certain plays, but generally big picture, 30,000 feet. In a game with fewer possessions, and Nebraska is in your extended red zone, 30-yard line and in, and it's fourth and manageable, let's say fourth and four or less, hypothetically inside the 30. In a game with fewer possessions, are you telling Nebraska, trot Kyle Kinnan out there, kick the field goal? Or because you get fewer cracks at it, see if you can keep the drive going and get a touchdown later.
Well, I think a lot of those decisions are, you know, obviously I'm not Matt Rule, but I think it's a lot of it decisions are based on how the offense has been playing. You know, you've been efficient, you know, you don't have any like procedure calls and all that. You know, you got to take the wind into effect, how the, if the defense has been out there, how the defense is playing, then ultimately, you know, what the kicker is capable of doing. And that's where you take the, you know, you got the confidence from Coach Eckler. He'll tell you he can make this and go from there. But, you know, I think the possessions become less, especially, well, they become extremely less and the game becomes shorter and condensed when you don't play with the right mindset. Mm-hmm. I think you can keep around the same possessions. You're not going to get to Houston Christian where you're just like, they're going three and out point. You know, you're good.
Right.
Within reason, you can keep the possessions on target. What your goal is, if you're being more than efficient on offense, defense, and special teams, and mm-hmm. especially offense and defense. So really playing more efficient and more effective and obviously more physical and knowing your why and all that stuff, the details and whatever they're saying, you know, don't overlook an opponent and all this stuff. And, you know, whatever you have at your players only meeting, you do all that. Then you just go play football. It's easy to say, cause that's the, we know the answer. The hard thing is being able to do it and then having everybody do it, you know, at the same rate and being invested. And so that's what they're trying to get back to. You know, before Saturday, and it's a big task. Northwestern is a good team. You know, you got to have the confidence and build your confidence back up. You're a good team. You've done everything you needed to do. You know, forgave yourself, but you didn't forget. You know, against Minnesota, it's not the end of your season. It's definitely disappointing because it was a way that you could get two victories out of that. Right, you get the sixth win of the season. You essentially win a bowl game, midseason bowl game, playing on Friday night. Everybody's watching. Mm-hmm. Change your perception, probably move up in the rankings. Well, now you know you didn't do that. Now you let yourself down. So now you got to understand, okay, now we got to get back to it. And yes, you can't, and also what you can't do, you can't pout about having to work twice as hard to get back to where you were at. And once you accept that challenge, then the fogginess becomes a little bit more clear. Mm. And then you're willing to really dive in there and get after it. So, anyways, we want to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this bad boy. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com. Back to Old School with Foreman and Orman on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up, we're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School, New School Way. Putting Minnesota to bed and on Northwestern on this wacky Wednesday, whiteboard Wednesday, white boy Wednesday, relax your breakdown and whatever else you want. No win Wednesday. Anyways, middle of the week and is officially to turn the page. And so, like I said before, I think this season is going to be a 12 single chapter. It's going to be a book of 12 single chapters. You're going to be, you know, graded on each chapter. And some have a lot in it, you know, as far as the nuts and bolts, and some is not so much. And not so much one would be the Akron and like in Houston Christian. And then you get a little bit more, you know, when you think about Cincinnati, Michigan, Michigan State, Maryland, then obviously, you know, that was probably the apex of then you say, oh, we're just going to bring you back down to Minnesota. So now this is the redemption, part of the redemption, you know, story. And so Nebraska has a lot of opportunity. I mean, they have opportunity. They got five more winnable games, not easily winnable, but definitely could win all five or next five of the games. The most important game is the next one. And so, like I keep saying, very rarely do you get a chance to get your get back right the next week. Very rarely do you get to stub your toe, whatever you call it, embarrass yourself, let yourself down, whatever it is, and then still have every goal that you had preseason to be very attainable. And so they have that. And the best way to attain that is, number one, is recognizing what didn't happen and rectifying it and so it doesn't happen again, and then really doubling down and taking advantage of your opportunity. It's one game, one day at a time, one week at a time, one game at a time, and you get a chance to really, really change some narratives around your program and your offense and defense, starting with Northwestern.
Did you catch what Matt Rule said about, I mean, you brought up the Indiana game. He did as well. Did you catch what Matt Rule said changed from Indiana to Ohio State last year?
Mm-mm.
He said his players did a really good job of distilling that game down into not 11-on-11, not Nebraska versus Indiana, but one-on-one. What's my job? Who do I got? Who's got me? Let me go win this round.
Yeah.
And that's here's the test. Do it again.
Yeah. And when you break it down, because a lot of times when you lose and you play really bad as a team, the easy thing is like, I didn't play as, you know, you see this a lot in basketball. As long as I'm only the third crappy kid, you know, I'm still starting. You know what I mean? Right. Like, you got eight guys on the roster. Well, then I'm in the top five Dookie players. And so what you have to do is really win your one-on-one battles. And what do I always say? Operate individually, think collectively. You do that, it's the ultimate team sport. And you do get some satisfaction of winning your one-on-one battles. You get the ultimate satisfaction if you play good defensively. You get the super satisfaction of winning the game, which you do against Northwestern. From my man, Austin Orman, Jay Foreman, we'll holler at you tomorrow.
Wayfair's big sale is here. It's Way Day, and it's on now. For 4 days only, score up to 80% off all things home with free shipping on everything. Now through October 29th, score Wayfair's best deals, like up to 80% off area rugs, up to 60% off mattresses, up to 60% off bedroom furniture, and more exclusive doorbuster deals. So build your cart and shop Way Day starting October 26th at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.